Hey Daryl, it's Peter. Just wanted to say I waited here to get through our transmitter. We first found the hidden T. Well, we first found the signal in DeVore, right next to McDonald's they have there. If you go when you go up the 15 freeway, that's when we first acquired signal. Just so you know. Then we found. We first pointed out towards Wrightwood. Figured no, that couldn't be it. Because the second we got out of the canyon, the Cajon Pass Canyon, it immediately pointed right. So we went up, we went along towards Wrightwood, towards Fulane, or Pinyon Hills, on the 138, I believe it is, or the 2 and 138, at junction 131. Got to Pinyon Hills, went to Fulane, noticed that it was directly out in front of us in Fulane, so we started heading out towards Hesperia. In Hesperia, we got bumped around a bit. We went down to Deep Creek, we went down to Silverwood Lake a couple times. We spent about almost 2 hours at Deep Creek going back and forth between the far side of the dam and the near side of the dam. And actually, we think we might have seen you guys down near the bottom of the dam. I really can't confirm or deny that, but it looked awfully suspicious down there. I tried using my camera's binoculars, but I couldn't tell if they were hand vehicles or they were just, you know, people off-roading, but I saw some people down there near the base of the dam, and I thought it might have been you guys. So that's one possible place you guys might have hit I don't know about. What else here? Then we headed down the 18, well, the 138. No, I'm sorry, we went down the 143. You know, towards Silverwood Lake, thinking it might be behind the dam. That's actually my mom's idea. We went through Lake Arrowhead and Silverwood Lake, didn't find anything. Lost it there, almost gave up on the transmitting hunt, until we got some signal in Running Springs on the 18. On the 18, heading towards Snow Valley Mountain area, we decided to make one last go towards Mount Baldy and also Lake Arrowhead. So we went to Lake Arrowhead, looked there, couldn't find anything, went to Big Bear, and decided that was our last chance. So we decided to go to Big Bear. Big Bear, we passed Jippy, we think twice. I know he passed him at least once, and he said, don't bother going to Big Bear, it ain't there. So we went there to make sure he wasn't trying to pull our leg. Went along Big Bear on the 18. Went to the Cerne Valley, took another bearing, and it pointed back down south instead of pointing towards the east, down again towards Lake Arrowhead and Deep Creek. So we did some triangulation there, and we figured it's somewhere in the vicinity of Deep Creek, Arrowhead, and Silverwood Lake. Somewhere in that mountain range right there is where the transmitter was at, and that's about as good as I can get from my triangulation. But we actually triangulated the thing pretty good. We went to Apple Valley, went back down the 15, and went home. And that's that. All in all, it was a pretty successful hunt. I mean, we didn't find any transmitters, but I kid you not, had we had light, and my mom was a little more comfortable going on dirt roads at night, we probably could have found it. We think we know where it was. I'm pretty sure. The yelper was going crazy. It didn't know where to look. It was bouncing over the place. I think what happened was that he was knife-edging it over from Big Bear. You bet, or he's bouncing it from Wrightwood against Big Bear, down towards Torrance where we started out. Because, you know, I didn't get anything at the start point. I didn't get anything in the way of signal until we hit DeVore. And that was only out of luck that I went down that road. Well, that's it, Daryl. Just want to tell you the good news, and that's about it. Thanks so much for the hunt. I'll send you an email. Well, this is actually going to be in the email. But I'll send you some photographs, too. I took a lot of good photographs and some video for you if you want some video. Take care.